From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, there have been thousands of speeches, dozens of debates, and still some issues have not been talked about this primary season. Our political roundtable weighs in.
First, win a primary, get a trip to Florida, where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are today after victories in Kentucky and Oregon. Florida's primary delegates are still in question because the state held its primary earlier than Democratic Party rules allow. But both Senators Clinton and Obama are there today because regardless of who wins the nomination, that state is going to be very important in the fall. Joining us, Slate.com's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson. John, what do you make of both Senators Obama and Clinton campaigning in Florida as though both are going to be the nominee?
Well, it gives you a sign of how they kind of still muddled this race that is all but over, still is, because Barack Obama got the important number of the majority of pledged delegates, which moves him to the nomination. He's in Florida because they were taken out of the race by the Democratic National Committee. He's there to show that he's going to fight for it in the general election. Of course, it has that important role, swing state. Hillary Clinton is there saying Barack Obama wants to win the nomination by basically disenfranchising Florida voters, not counting the delegates that were picked in the sort of quasi-primary that was not sanctioned by the DNC, but that went ahead and happened anyway. And so you've got a kind of general election fight going on, but the vestiges of a primary fight that's all but over. It's very complicated, but it makes the point, of course, that Florida is just a very crucial state.
At Politico.com today, chief political columnist Roger Simon asks, what is Clinton's argument now? Why stay in, he means. And he doesn't seem to be able to answer that argument, but I see you quoting the Washington Post today with a gender argument.
Well, yes. The question is, what is Clinton's objective? If she's still running for the actual nomination, which if you talk to people inside the campaign of all different kinds, they say, yes, she's still in this fight to win the nomination. There are other people on the periphery who say, well, she's in it to deal with her legacy and she doesn't want to go out on a sour note. The question about gender is interesting, and the question is whether she has had a tougher climb because she's a woman, and whether the press coverage and the negative treatment she's gotten is the result of sexism. And this creates quite a problem for Barack Obama, because as he tries to finesse her exit from the race and maybe tries to hasten it, he runs into the problem that some of her supporters may see him as a part of this sexist case against her, and that hurts him. He needs those women desperately in the general election.
John, Senator Obama is not very far away from securing the nomination, from getting the number of delegates that he needs to get the nomination. And wouldn't you think at this point that for these remaining uncommitted superdelegates, the question arises, how much more opportunity do I have to be someone who will always get their phone call returned by Barack Obama?
It's true. If anybody wants a kind of personal petting, they have a limited period of time in which to get that kind of attention. I think there are superdelegates who are waiting for other reasons perhaps as well, which is that they have a certain sympathy for what Hillary Clinton is going through, and they don't want to short-circuit the process or the race.
Is Senator Obama having any success, do you think, with his shift away from Senator Clinton and more to focus on John McCain?
One of the questions about his candidacy is whether he'd be strong enough to take on John McCain in the general election, and he's gotten plenty of opportunities to show that he's willing to fight and that he's really not going to let a single charge go unanswered. And so it also, you know, helps him make that case to superdelegates that they need to fall in line and get this thing over with so that he can really take on McCain in earnest as the party's nominee.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, thank you.
Thank you.